بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقا في الدين وعملا متقبلا أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Beloved brothers, inshallah, we're continuing in the classes on the makharij al-huruf, or the emission points of the letters. And today we'll be beginning a new makhraj, or what they call makhraj ra'isi, one of the main makharij, after having spoke about the makhraj of the tongue. Today's topic is the makhraj, or the emission point of the lips, of the two lips, shafatain in Arabic. And the shafatain, or the lips, they have four letters that are pronounced from this makhraj. There are four different letters pronounced from the makhraj of the lips. And the lips, they actually, there are two minor emission points of the lips. There are the interior part of the lips, which is called the bahri letters, or the wet letters. And then you have the exterior part of the lips, which are called the barri, the dry letters. For example, the fa is from the inside part of the lips, the wet part of it. And for example, the meem is from the dry letters, the outer part of the lips. But today, inshallah, the letter that we're going to talk about is the letter ba. The letter ba. Ba is the first of the four letters we'll be talking about. The others are waw, meem, and fa. The letter ba is a letter of strength. Does anybody, if you remember, you will call letter of strength, or shidda means a letter that's pronounced quickly from its makhraj. It doesn't elongate in the time that it takes to pronounce from its makhraj. So for example, bismillah, bismillah has the strength. Not bismillah, bismillah, it makes it a soft letter. Bismillah, it's a letter of shidda. Another example is for the dal. The dal is a letter of shidda. Ahad, ahad, ahad. That's called shidda or strength. Also, the ba is a thin letter. Thin letter. Shidda, strength, means the time it takes to pronounce it from its makhraj. Right? Then the thinness is something different. The thinness means that it doesn't have the O sound when we pronounce it. For example, baatin, not baatin, baatin, with an A sound, ba, not ba, ba. That means it's a letter of thinness. The sides of the mouth are further apart, like a person when they're smiling, when you pronounce the thin letters. The thick sound would be when the top and the bottom of the mouth are further apart. Like for example, bought, bought in English, that is a thick sound of the ba. But bat in English is a thin sound, and that's the correct one in Arabic. The ba is always thin, and it is always strong. So what are the characteristics of the ba? What are the characteristics or the qualities of the letter ba? There are six main qualities. Jahar, meaning that it does not have humps. There's no air that passes out of the mouth when you say ib. Ib. Not like if it has humps, but the ba, it has that jahar, meaning we hold the air in its makhraj. Ib. The second is shidda, which we talked about, which is strength or shortness, a strong sound that stops with force. Ib. And not continuing sound. The third is istifal, which means thin. The letter of ba is thin, like ba'alqin. The fourth is infitah, which means that it's not the tongue is down and away from the mouth. The fifth is ivlaq, meaning it's one of the super letters in Arabic, or the letters of fluency that are pronounced easily. And sixth is as qalqala. I think most of you, do you recall the qalqala, the echoing sound? But does anybody remember the letters of qalqala?
Qutu bijad.
Yes, qutu bijad. And brother said, ahad, qul huwa Allahu ahad. Waf, Ta, Ba, Jeem, and Dal. Those are letters of Qalqara, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we'll go over these sifat in future lessons, inshaAllah. But for the time being, this is a summary of them. So it's important to memorize the right makhraj of a ba from the two lips, and also to make sure that we pronounce it with the shidda and the thinness. Here are some examples for us, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have the verse or the ayah where the ba must be thin even if after it is a thick letter. Here is an example. Bari. See how the ba, not bari, bari. The second example. Basaliha, basaliha, not basaliha, basaliha. The third one. Bariq. Because when you have that thick letter, whether it's one or two letters afterwards, the sound tends to become thick. So instead of saying bariq, it comes bariq. Instead of saying basaniha, it comes out basaniha. So it has, the ba has to be thin, the sa is thick. Basaniha. Is that clear? The thinness, to guard the thinness of the ba. In the next ayah, make sure that the ba has the shidda, especially when it has this, the shadda on it, meaning it pronounces strongly and it stops with force. Wa'ina rabbika, wa'ina rabbika, farghab. We also have the qalqara in the end of the ayah on the ba. Wa'ina rabbika farghab. Right, we see the shidda on the bat, I think, and the strength of the bat. And also be clear to guard the thinness of the bat with the strength when there's a weak letter after it. Bihim, bihim, right? Bismillah. The bat is strong, the seam is a thin letter. Bismillah, bihim, or bisahatihim. Bisahatihim. This is also an example of pronouncing the ba with shidda, especially when it has a kasra, to guard the shidda, the strength of the ba, inshaAllah. So I hope this was clear for all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for you. We have a few minutes, maybe we can read these ayahs quickly, or a few of them. Like, if you'd like to start. Is there any questions on the ba before we go over the ayahs? But that is the dry part of the lips. The only wet letter is the fat. If, with the teeth on the inside of the lips. If. Ib. No. Okay. Naam, very good,
mashallah.
Very good, naam.
Bariq.
Yes, there's a qaf of shiddah also. Bariq.
Bariq.
Naam.
Wa ila rabbika farqad.
Naam. Also the ba' and the shiddah on the end too. Farghab. Farghab.
وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ.
ما شاء الله.
بِهِمْ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ.
ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خير. May Allah reward you. بارك الله فيك. وعليكم السلام. It's a privilege.
بَرِيء.
Basaliha. The sword is thick. Basaliha.
Basaliha.
It's a little tricky here because the ba is thin, sword is thick. Not basa, ba sa. Basaliha.
Basaliha.
Yes, very good.
Barika. Barik.
Sword is thick. Barik.
Barik. وإلى ربك فارغب.
قلقل عن بعد فرغب فرغب
فرغب.
Very good, mashallah.
بهم
بهم بهم شدة عن الباء بهم
بهم.
Yes.
شدة عن الباء.
The ba is stronger, strong here.
Uh-huh. بساحتهم.
Uh-huh. كسر عن التاء. بساحتهم.
بساحتهم.
ما شاء الله. Very good. ما شاء الله. جزاك الله خيرا.
بسم الله.
بري. Okay, قراءة استن بري بري. Very good.
بصليها
باء استن باء صليها
باء صليها
باء باء
باء
باء صليها
باء صليها.
Yes.
بصليها بريق
بريق
بريق.
Yes.
وإلى ربك فارغب
فارغب
فارغب.
Yes.
وإلى ربك فارغب.
Yes. You see how the bat is strong better. فارغب
فارغب.
Yes. Yes. Very good.
بهم بساحتهم.
Very good. ما شاء الله. جزاكم الله خيرا. Brother Anand. جزاك الله خير. الله يبارك فيك. وعليكم السلام.
بريء
بريء
بريء. بصليها
بصليها
بصليها.
كسر عن الباء. بصليها
بصليها.
نعم.
بريق
بريق
بريق.
نعم.
وإلى ربك فارغب
فارغب
فارغب.
نعم.
بهم
بهم بهم
بهم.
شدة عن الباء إن كسرة. بهم
بهم.
Yes.
بساحتهم.
Yes. جزاكم الله خير. Any questions on the back? صلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم وجزاكم الله خيرا. الله تعالى أعلم.